Sarah Zybert with us from the Northern Lights Child Advocacy Center in Marquette. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you.
Well, the last time we talked, you guys were in the process of getting things set up, so I'd kind of like an update as to how the center's going, how everything and what services you'll be providing. And of course, we have the official grand opening coming, but tell me how things are going there.
Things are going well. So we got access to this building in September, and we pretty much immediately opened up for services to clients. We provide forensic interviews, case counseling and case management, court preparation for kids and teens, and court accompaniment. And we organize the multidisciplinary team, or MDT, for Marquette County. So that is our law enforcement partners, prosecutor's office, and child protective services at MDHHS. So we have been busy doing all of those things. We've had lots of kids in already. We also had a wonderful partnership over the holidays with Nicolet Bank to get gifts to local children who otherwise wouldn't have had access to holiday gifts. So we've been really busy up here. We are extremely excited for the grand opening in February. We will be able to show the general public what we have been up to and show off our newly renovated interview room.
Okay, so tell me about that. Tell me about what the public will see at this event coming up in a few weeks here.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we'll have our ribbon cutting on February 6th. At 2 p.m., and we welcome the general public. We also are offering tours of the center throughout the week, and folks can schedule those. They can come through. We're going to have raffle prizes so they can enter to win, and they will be able to see our family room, the space where we conduct interviews with the kiddos, and our observation room where our partners watch the interviews live. So it's a very trauma-informed approach so that the kiddo doesn't have to be talking to a panel of adults, some of them in uniforms, which could be scary. Instead, they talk with one of our staff, and that conversation is observed and recorded.
Last question, Sarah, is if, people want more information about what you guys do there and the services available, how can they find out more?
Lots of ways. They can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. They can visit our website, which is northernlifecac.org, or they can pick up the phone and give us a call. We're happy to answer questions, help folks out, and even offer tours outside of that week if need be, for snowbirds or anyone who's out of town. So we'd be happy to have them call us at 906-262-0091.